day that you have allowed us to stand. And Father, we give your name the praise. We give your name the thanks for everything that you're doing in our life and for everything that's about to take place. Father, we stand tonight, and as we declare your word in power, and as you, Father, we stand upon your word, Father. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for divine increase in every aspect and in every area of our life. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, and we declare that sickness shall be far from us, Father. Our poverty shall be far from us. But we declare and we affirm that we walk in prosperity. We affirm and declare that healing shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. We declare greatness for your people everywhere. We declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail. We declare and decree that we are victorious in our lives, Father. Therefore, Father, the enemy has already been under our feet, and we give him no place nor authority in our life. We decree that our finances and our health and our families and our relationships, they are all blessed in the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural doors opening up for us in the name of Jesus. We decree in the name of Jesus that the impossible has already become possible for us. We decree in the name of Jesus that all things are working together for our good, for all shall be well according to your word and according to what you're doing in our life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare and decree, even as we stand in this place of purpose, as we stand in this place of unity and power and strength, Father, we declare that your will be done. We declare that you will rule and you will have your way. Father, we say and we affirm in the name of Jesus that your will be done on this call, and not on this call, but Lord, for every household that's represented, every wayward child, Father, they too shall become subject under the power of your word and of your name. In the name of Jesus, prophet, this name, let's open up the line so we can start praying in the Holy Ghost. In the name
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you for this opportunity that we have to come before you, Father God. We love you on this day and every day, every moment, Father God. You are the breath, Father God, that we breathe and we exhale, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, in your name, Father, that we're, as we're standing here in proxy of those who need healing, continue to touch Ronald Blake and touch Brother Jadis Washington. We thank you for their strength, Father God. We thank you for releasing, Father God, those who are in bondage on this day that nobody knows or sees, Father God, caught up and in bondage. Thank you for the mind, Father God, being in right order. Father God, we're thanking God for right now addicted spirits be broken in Jesus' name. We thank you for peaceful rest. We thank you that no weapon formed against us, no tongue that shall come against us concerning even house situations shall prosper in Jesus' name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you and amen, Father.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity again to come into agreement in prayer, Lord God. Thank you for continued testimonies. Thank you for your provision, Father God, and even specifically, thank you in advance for the provision for my trip that I have coming up, that all things come together just as it should, Father God. Thank you that you are our provision. Thank you for healing for those that need healing, Lord God, even in advance, Lord God. Thank you for new creative ideas, Lord God. Continue to speak to our minds, to our hearts and minds, new creative ideas, new witty inventions, that we'll hear your voice more clearly than ever in this season, Lord God, that we will have an even closer walk with you, Father, than before. Draw us, continue to draw us near to you, from whence cometh our help, Lord, as your word says. Continue to direct our path. Continue to be our rear guard, Lord God, and direct our paths forward into the plans for good that you have for us. And Lord, again, to you be all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for who you are. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for that which you are doing in each and every one of our lives. And Father, bless each and every individual that is on the call and even those prophets that are not on the call. We thank you for every household. Lord, we thank you for every situation, Lord God, that each individual stands for. For Father, all things are committed into your hands. Oh, Father, we bless you. We lift up, Lord God, the political system. We lift up the President of the United States. We lift up those in government. Father, we lift up those that are in leadership positions, first in the body of Christ, and those in leadership positions throughout the world. Father, we lift up for those that are representative of the voice, who are those that are homeless, who those that seem not to have a voice, Father. Father, we bless each and every individual, Father, that are homeless, those that don't have families. Father, those that appear there to be alone. But, Father, we know that you are the Savior of all. Father, we bless you and praise you once again. Father, strengthen us when we are weak. Father, strengthen us and we may continue to become that which you would have us to be. Father, for the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless you, and we magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we give your name the praise. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we rejoice because we know that this is the day, Father God, that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we lift up our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for what you continue to do for them, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we lift up each and every elder, Father God. We lift up Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Mother Mary Berry, and even now, Father God, continue to give them strength, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing even inside of the lives of the company of prophets, Father God. We thank you for lifting up the Kelly family, Father God, and the Reed household, Father God. Grant them peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, Father God. For it is your word, Father God, that begins to say that whether we eat or whether we drink, whatever we do, Father God, we do it for the glory of God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for alertness in this season. And we thank you, Father God, for divine increase. And Father God, we thank you for your leaders, Father God, in your fivefold ministry, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Father God, as we come to you humbly this morning, Lord God, we thank you for our uprising. We thank you for the end of the day, Lord, into another morning. We thank you for what you are doing in our lives and for the company of prophets and also for the Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for them. We thank you for all the prophets and all the partners that are gathered on this prayer line. Lord God, we thank you for the families that are represented here in your name, Lord God. We thank you for the healing and manifestation that's going on in their bodies and in their loved ones. And Lord God, and I thank you for my healing, my sister, Lord God, with her surgery, that everything was successful in that area, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for her family and her children, Lord God. And we just thank you for all the families that are represented here, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're going to do, that all doors that are opening up for us in this season, Lord God. We thank you for prophecology, Lord God. We thank you for the gathering of everything that is coming our way. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for health, Lord God. We just thank you for getting up every morning in our right minds, Lord God, and having all of our faculties, Lord God, and able to swallow, Lord God, able to hear, able to smell, just get up in a having a mind to serve you, Lord God, and to thank you for the good, the bad, and the indifference, and Lord God, we just thank you and forever give you the praises. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to all of us, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, God. And we do not take that for granted, God. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you alone are worthy to be praised, God. And I thank you, God, for this opportunity to pray on this prayer line tonight, God. And I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. And I thank you for the company of prophets who are on the line tonight, God. And I ask you to look upon all of the people who are listening in, God, who desire a word of prayer, God. Look upon them, heal them, prosper them, bless them, keep them. And for those who are not saved, save them, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Knowing, Father, unto you, Lord, shall the gathering of the people be. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your blood, Father, being applied to our hearts and the covering of your blood, Father, over our lives and over our nation, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your angels on assignment. And we thank you for renewed strength, Father, you're giving each and every one of us. We thank you for our leaders in a very special way. My God, Archbishop Ebenor Jordan, the pastor and prophet, says, Deborah Jordan, that your Father, you're unctionizing, you're being a pillar of cloud of fire by night, and a pillar of cloud by day, Father, covering us, my God. Even though the Jordan family, the Barron family, even prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, Father, rejuvenation in their lives. And even every prophet, Father, every home, every Lord, love and represent both foreign, and we thank you for the covering. We thank you for traveling mercies, Father, that you continue to be our eternal refuge and on into everlasting arms. We thank you, Father, for your outstretched arm embracing, Father, the lives of your people, my God, with your warmth of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for your guidance, my God. We thank you for your unctionizing, Father, upon the lives of your people and upon your nations and your people, Father. We bless you, we praise you, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our faith in this season, Lord. We thank you for our seed in this season, Lord God. We pray in advance. We thank you in advance for the harvest that is coming in full fruition for each and every one of us, Lord God. As you continue to stretch us and have us to continue to sacrifice, Lord, we know and we believe that the miracles and the breakthroughs are coming forth in this season in our lives, in our marriages, in our relationships, in our work, in our businesses, Lord God. I thank you for the seed in this season that is manifesting all around us, Lord God. We thank you even now, Lord, for our leaders, for our shepherds, Lord God. I pray that as you bestow upon them more oil, more wisdom, Lord God, that there will be an overflow to the people and to the body, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the strength in this season to stand, Lord God. We thank you for the expansion that is taking place all around us, Lord God. Prepare our minds, our bodies, and our souls in this season, Lord God, to not only receive, but to continue to stretch, never get comfortable, Lord God, and to never be satisfied with just average or regular, Lord God. We thank you for extraordinary blessings. We thank you for kingdom living, kingdom lifestyle, Lord God, and kingdom blessings here on earth, Lord. We thank you even now in this season. And I pray, Lord God, that our prayers be heard each and every day. Lord, I pray that you would hear our hearts and hear our cry, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for your grace and your mercy, for always being there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for this time we have here to fellowship together, Lord. Thank you for our leadership, Lord, Master Prophet Ibn Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, has continued to reach and find a lot of people of God to stretch our faith and stretch our discipline, stretch our thank you for this, Lord, for this first season, Lord. Let this be a season of joyous time of travel, Lord. Let the saints be able to travel in places they haven't traveled before. Let the saints be able to volunteer and help those that haven't volunteered before. Let the saints be able to stretch their mind, read books, learn lessons, take on classes, Lord, things that you have already to do, Lord. Let us stretch, Father. Just hear the word stretch in this season over this summertime, Lord, that we are able to both enjoy and educate ourselves, Lord, and build up the kingdom of God financially so that we can continue to make ourselves apart, set ourselves apart, be the example of our larger community, be the example for our families, Lord. We thank you for such an honor and such a position, Lord, to be in it, Father. And we thank you for each and every opportunity to demonstrate. We come to you today, Lord, when we speak the healing nature, Lord, that you have of us, Father, both mental, spiritual healing. Could it need daily, Father, be with us, Father, in this season. Make sure that we are eating right and sleeping right and drinking right, Father. Lord, bring us into better understanding of leaders like Bishop Jamal Womack, Father, and other that are obligated by the Lord. And let us be good vessels of this earthly time we have here in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the opportunity to have to praise your name and to glorify you. Amen.
Prophet George Hartley.
Amen. We make a joyful noise unto you, O God, and we serve you with gladness and come before your presence with singing, O God. We want to thank you, God, and give you honor and praise, God. Thank you for healing our relationships, O God. O God, we want to thank you for favor in our business, O God, for giving us favor. And God, we want to thank you for healing us, God, from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you for protecting us and protecting our family and loved ones, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for increase that you are bringing to us today, right here, right now, oh God. And God, we want to thank you that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. Father God, we thank you for all of the opportunities that are racing our way, Father God. Father, we thank you for your protection even now as we come and as we go, Father God. Thank you for traveling mercies even now, Father God. Father, thank you for our children and our elders even now. Father, thank you for keeping us in our right minds, Father God. Father God, thank you for bringing my king to me even now, Father God. And Father, thank you for the divine healing in our physical bodies even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And amen, Father God. We just thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for everyone that's on the call tonight, dear Lord. Look upon their family members, dear Lord. Look upon their loved ones, dear Lord. Jesus. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. And Father God, look upon the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, and Mother Jordan and Mother Varian, dear Lord. Touch their bodies, dear Lord. Keep them in their right mind, Father God. Give them strength, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. So,
Prophet
Sharnita.
Father God, as we come before you, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you for creating this day, for this is the day that you made. We shall surely rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I come before you with praise, telling you thank you for healing Judah, Lord, healing my son. Thank you for his speedy recovery, and thank you for the prayers that we lifted up for him as well. Father God, I ask that no weapon formed against anybody on this line shall prosper. I thank you for the blessings in abundance, and I ask that everyone continue to be steadfast in their faith and look to the hills from which comes their help, because their help does surely come from you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Darlene Gray.
Thank you, Father God, for your power and your glory, even your anointing that's resting on this call even now. We thank you, Lord, that we hearken diligently unto your voice, Lord God, and we observe to do all that you command. We thank you, Lord, that you set us on high above all the nations of the earth. We thank you, Father God, that you cause the blessings to come upon us, to overtake us. We thank you, Lord God, as we yield, Lord God, as you turn the searchlight on and wash us clean and thoroughly from all iniquity and purify us from all sin, Lord God, that you cause us to be blessed in the city and in the field. We thank you, Lord, that the fruit of our bodies and the fruit of our ground and the fruit of our herds and increase of our cattle are also blessed. We thank you, Lord, that our basket and our stores are blessed, Lord God. We thank you that we're blessed coming in and going out. We thank you, Lord, that you cause our enemies who will rise against us to be smitten before our face. We thank you, Lord, that they shall come out against us one way and flee seven ways. Thank you, Lord, that you command the blessing upon our storehouses and all we set our hands unto to do, and you bless us in the land which you give us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who you've raised up, and we decree strength unto them. We decree blessing unto them. We decree protection over them, God, and all that concerns them. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is rebuked, the devourer is rebuked, Lord God, and every negative prayer prayed against them and every negative word spoken is sent back to the sender 100-fold return. We thank you, Lord God, that our families, our pastors, our prophets, Lord God, our parents, our elders are protected by your blood. And we thank you, Lord God, that we destroy the glass ceiling and the blessings of God are released even now upon your people. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I come to you just to say thank you, just to say thank you just for giving me life and breathing life, God. Father God, I know that all things work according to your will, God. Father God, I lift up our children before you. I lift up our homes. I lift up every family member. I lift up everyone on this conference call line. God, touch everyone in a unique and a special way, God. Father God, I ask that you even break through blue in this season, God. Father God, I ask that you give me the grace and the wisdom to keep moving forward and the energy and the livelihood to keep moving forward, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for all the things you're doing in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Captain Ms. Green. Captain Ms. Green. And Father, I just give your name the praise and thank you, Father, for every prayer, every utterance that have been said on this call tonight. Father, I pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in, those that are depressed, oppressed, those that have lost their way. Father, I pray, Lord, that your will be done even in their life, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, that we as your people, Lord, that, Lord, we will rise up and we will become the men and women that you have ordained us to be. Father, I thank you, Lord, that not only that, but we will rise up and we will do great exploits for your glory and for your kingdom. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the increase that you have already declared for us to begin to walk into. Father, I pray for every household, every individual that's on this call. Yes. I pray for traveling safety for Pastor Mascarene. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Barbara. I just thank you, Lord, for your people everywhere and everything that you're doing. Father, I pray that you would touch our leaders. And Father, I pray, Lord, and I thank you in advance for the victory. I thank you in advance, Lord, that you're going to lead us and you're going to guide us. And Father, we will not make mistakes, Father, because Father, you are the pilot. You are in charge, Father. And we give your name the praise, your name the honor, and your name the glory, now and forevermore. Amen, and amen, amen.
Pastor Deb, I was here. My phone was blocked, and I couldn't get through. Yes. Father God, I thank you right now. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the wealth of the wicked is transferred to the righteous right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the name of you. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. And I call forth the archangel, Raquel, right now to bring forth justice right now and peace and harmony right now in the name of Jesus. I call forth Michael, the archangel, right now to move on our behalf right now in the name of Jesus, to begin to do warfare on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Those things that are blocked and stopped right now, I thank you, Father God, for the divine release right now in the name of Jesus, that he will begin to remove danger, any unseen accidents away from us now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, is my peacemaker. You will tear down every wall of partition right now and be my peacemaker in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the lift. I thank you for the turnaround. I thank you for order, divine order right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you get ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I thank you for the Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Zoe Ministry, Church Family. I thank you, Father God, for their family right now. I thank you, Father God, they're covered right now by your blood, even their children right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. Cover her in your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even Mother Baron right now, cover her in your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus, her dear family, in the name of you. I thank you, Father God, for the lift. I thank you for the turnaround right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for now prosperity and now breakthrough and victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Prophetess Naomi, thank you, family. It's good to have Prophetess Barbara back. We love
bless
you.
Bless you.
If you're not on the
I love
call,
you.
We are praying for you. Amen.
Thank you. I receive that. I love you all. Love you all. Amen.
Yes, and yes, we love you too.
Thank you.
All right, Prophetess Naomi, we're going to turn everything over to you. And thank you, family. I love you to life. And don't forget, this week began to declare and decree increase whatever you want God to do, whether it's contract, whatever it is, begin to declare and affirm what you want God, because I feel and felt by the Holy Ghost that God is going to bring increase to the lives of God's people, and there's a window for that increase to begin to take place. So begin to declare throughout this day, amen, you are the blessed of the Lord, and I just love you once again to life, every one of you. All right, Prophetess Ma'am, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know there's a announcement, so I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Peace and best blessings, family, and I will see you tomorrow morning. Love you all to life. Have a fantastic
love
day.
Love
amen.
You as well. Love you.
Amen. Love thank you so much, Pastor. I just want to say thank you to you all, and we love you, Pastor, for your vision. All right, just wanted just to say we will be back here at 9 a.m. We will be back here at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am the lead moderator, Prophet, on today's call, so we will be back here at 9 a.m., so definitely join us. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets? Please announce it right now.
Yes, and yes, Prophetess Naomi, thank you so much. And come and join us tomorrow at noon on Pop Life Radio for Talk Tuesday with myself, Prophet Joshua, and my wife, Prophetess Jessica Jordan. Tomorrow it's going to be a great show. We are going to be talking about spirituality in families and how to build it. So come and join us. That's tomorrow on the same conference line from 12 to 1. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. I want to say good night and God bless.
God bless you too.
God bless.
Good night. Love you. Good night.